Jonathan was a preacher who recognized his calling early. He loved to talk about religion, cared for people, and had ambitions. He had an openness about him that made him attractive, and people enjoyed listening to him speak. His words stirred them and reminded them to care for their brothers and sisters. He also created homeless shelters and street kitchens. People were drawn to Jonathan's vision, encouraging words, and open, supportive ways. As Jonathan's reputation reached more people, his congregation grew until it no longer fit into the building he had rented, and they built a larger building. Soon, they outgrew that one, too. They bought an auditorium, and Jonathan began to talk on the radio, and then on television. When more money arrived to support Jonathan's programs, he bought a small campus and began to teach students how to explain what Jonathan taught and to expand the programs he created. Jonathan could not accept some things, and prostitution was one of them. The more he thought about it, the more horrible it seemed to him. He began to give sermons against prostitution, and over the years, he found himself waging a war against it. Eventually, Jonathan's war against prostitution became his best-known cause, even more so than his homeless shelters and street kitchens. He used his radio and television shows to campaign against prostitution in the most vehement ways. Then a shocking thing happened. So shocking that even Jonathan could not believe it. Jonathan had sex with a prostitute. He was astounded. The idea of it, the absurdity of it, the shame of it, the danger of it. He returned to his life with his secret. His revulsion of what he had done grew stronger, and his speeches against prostitution became more passionate. To Jonathan's horror, the idea of visiting the prostitute haunted him. He pushed her from his mind and busied himself with studies, prayer, and service, but he could not escape the thought of sex with her. It came to him at home, then in his office, and then while he was giving a sermon. The more he resisted the idea, the more magnetic it became, and the more he fought it, detested it, and condemned it, the more it occupied his consciousness. He spoke regularly from his pulpit and organized anti-prostitution campaigns and police actions. As the intensity of his war against prostitution increased, so did his fascination with the prostitute. At last, taking great care to avoid recognition, he visited her again. He was simultaneously fascinated and repulsed by her. The intrigue of his visits both terrified and captivated him. He felt an electricity and trembling in his body as he began each secret rendezvous with an excitement that was absent from the rest of his life. He was torn between guilt, shame, and remorse on the one hand, and exhilaration and carnal fascination on the other.